Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm back, folks. Day. Anyway, been a crazy May. Scott Hanlon back behind the microphone. Thank you to all those that sat in this chair on Friday and Monday. Thank you also to tomorrow's guest host from the Late Night Energy Council. Our friend Jason will be here talking a little coal action tomorrow on the program. And then I haven't decided next week yet if I'm going to be able to squeeze in some broadcast from Florida. That's my plan. I'm going down to Florida on Monday. Be there for a couple of days. A little Newsmax business. Maybe a swing by Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago's a little empty this time of year. You know, Florida clears out.
Oh, yeah.
It just clears out.
Kind of like Fargo-Moorhead after Memorial Day on the weekend.
Isn't it something? It's unbelievable. That's all of the good chunk of the big cities in North Dakota. Just shoot a cannon through them. People are out maneuvering summer lakeside, and there's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, glad to be back in the saddle. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn is here. Super producer Chris is not. Daniel's got the calls today. So there you go. We're hard at it on the program today. Mike Lindell is going to be here. We're going to start with our chat with Mike in a few minutes here on election integrity. I'll come back to that in a moment. We're also going to talk to Steve Slocum at the bottom of the hour. Big event planned for Memorial Day in Williston, which I think is something, you know, you really need to start right now today saying, what is something I'm going to do purposeful to memorialize someone responsible for me living in the greatest country on the face of the earth? And it's not about hot dogs and brats on the grill. It's not about skiing and, all the other fun things you can do.
Skiing?
On the lake. Well, a lot of people ski and, surf. Right, Kev?
Are you talking about surfing the web, or are you talking about...
No, I'm talking about... What do you call that? Waveboarding?
Wake surfing.
Wake surfing?
Wake
surfing. It's a big thing now.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, there's more people that are doing that than are doing jet skiing on the lakes now.
Yep.
Now, have you ever done it, Kev?
Oh, yeah, I have a surf boat. That's what we do.
But do you actually get behind the boat?
Yes,
you
do.
You don't
just maneuver
the boat.
Nope.
You go out.
I wakeboard and I surf, yes.
And you go out with a rope, and then you let the rope go, and then you just stay there on the wake.
Yep.
This is a thing.
Yes,
well, you live in California. Are you one of those guys actually, like, surfing?
Yeah, I did a little bit of
there you go. That's why. There.
See, I do not have the athletic ability to do such things.
Oh, I beg to differ. We'll get you out the lake.
I don't know. I think that'd be a little bit of a thing.
In my 20s, I just had a sense of balance my whole life. So when I lived in the Carolinas, I didn't do that. But
didn't you? Yeah. And that my kids enjoy when I ski because, they get to laugh at me, number one.
All I know is the older I get, the slower I go. And the slower you go, the less it hurts when you fall.
Yeah. That's a good point.
There you go.
I have found, however, that, the ache that I put up with for weeks after isn't worth it anymore.
See,
you know?
I always solve that. I don't do that stuff in the first place.
Thank you, Todd. That's a good way to go.
That's a ticket. Oh,
that's a good way to go.
I got to write that down.
Anyway, all that is unimportant compared to what Memorial Day is really about. So however you choose to honor, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's just somebody in your community, whatever. Please do so on Memorial Day, and we'll give you a great choice in Williston. Steve Slocum coming up today. Eric Marsh is going to be here. Eric is a wounded warrior, and he is working on a project called Homes for Our Troops. And they are building a home for an injured veteran in Perham, Minnesota. You can't even believe this story. Brian Kronk will be here, too. Brian is our money guy, the money man, Brian Kronk. And from Collins and Kronk, the Raymond James Wealth Managers, senior portfolio manager. That's really his secret sauce because he manages your money. It's not like they ship it off somewhere. and he does it with your goals in mind, each individual plan. So he's always fun to talk to. We're going to talk about the market, what's going on there. Are we in a good place, bad place? Do you like it? What's going on? We're going to talk about how he does portfolios different, especially with all these market changes. We're going to talk about local business concerns. Been a challenging year. You know, have they maneuvered those challenging waters as well? So all that coming up on the program today, and Mike Lindell will be here throughout the show today as well. I just want to quickly say thank you for all the well wishes for the graduates in our house. Very kind of everybody. Text, Facebook messages, all of that. It's been a crazy May. We have one graduation left. I will not be here tomorrow because one thing John Paul II Schools does and does really well is a graduation is not like, you know, just go check the box and hand them their diploma and you're done. You know, there's the baccalaureate mass. There's a luncheon. There is the actual ceremony itself. You know, it's a lot. And it's our last one. So Dad's going to, you know, tear up a little bit probably. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We blame you for that.
And our daughter, Hannah, who graduated from Yale on Saturday. We were out there yesterday and Monday getting her sort of prepared for what's next and a move to California for gainful employment. And the moms are really sad. Like her and her roommates, the moms are like, you know, and I understand why moms are sad. These are these children that they literally birthed, right, and went through all the challenges that brings. As dads have a little easier department, there are no childbirth for us, right? And I'm reminded that often when I bring up an ache or pain, and I'm told don't complain until you've done childbirth. So it shuts me down every time.
Oh, every time, yep.
Yeah.
All set up.
Right. Anyway, the moms are so sad about these girls. She has her roommates, you know, and all of her friends that they're sort of saying goodbye to. And there's a part of me that is sad as well because I don't like seeing my wife sad or my daughter sad. That's what makes me sad. But there's also part of me says, isn't this how it's supposed to be? See, I'm a little transactional there because, you know, high school's done, you go to college. College done, you go to job, you move to where the job is. But I don't know, maybe it's a dad thing where you're just a little less on the sentimental side and you're ready to move on to the next thing. I feel extraordinarily blessed. I mean, certainly that makes me tear up a little bit because of... you know, in this case, Hannah, and an opportunity to be at a school of the caliber of Yale for 4 years, which doesn't come without her mom and dad working pretty hard. And the satisfaction of that is something I will, you know, have in my heart forever. And that part I enjoy. And to go to a school like that, which is full of wokeness and all kinds of, you call it what you will, spiritual warfare, just dark, godless, you know, academic foolery. And come out the same in the faith and the values department that North Dakota imparted on her in John Paul II Schools and everything we taught her, to come out on the other side still having that strong, that's an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And not an easy one. And I would tell any parent that is worried, you know, with sending a son or daughter to college, be very worried. You're right to be worried. It is full of peril. We, you know, do our best, right, to guide these kids. But I'll tell you what happened for Hannah better than anything is that she very quickly found her church friends, right? Like, you know, we're Catholic. She found the St. Thomas More Center. It's a Catholic parish. It's a Catholic center. Be like a Newman Center.
Yep.
And many of her friends were also with the St. Thomas More Center at Mass Sunday, at weekly Mass, daily Mass. I mean... so that just connector really helps. And without faith, I can't imagine maneuvering that shark-infested water of higher academia. Because sadly, many of the quote-unquote teachers don't have it. They're of a fallen world. And they sort of, worse, they mock faith. They mock critical thinking and common sense and try and indoctrinate these kids. Not just to yell at every school. We got them at UND. We got them at NDSU. We got them at Concordia College. That's real in academia. So you have to put a shield of armor up without question. But I would just suggest having very purposeful conversations about that. You know, not just trusting, ah, they went to church on Sunday, they went to Sunday school, everything will be fine. No, 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 no. You're sending your child to a very dangerous place that wants to change your child. And you can't do everything. I learned long ago, they're not mine. They're not mine. I'm a steward on this time on earth, but they belong to God. And you've got to just trust, and you've got to pray, and you've got to do all that. But you're also going to have purposeful conversations. Have the uncomfortable conversations with your kids. Now, I get to worry all over again because we have a graduate tomorrow coming out of JP2 schools. Haley is graduating, and she's going off to Arizona State University. Thankfully, she's going to be a University of Mary student at Arizona State. Thank you very much, Monsignor Shea, and the leaders of University of Mary for that collaboration with the Arizona State University people, who themselves recognize, you know, diversity to some people is one thing, diversity to a different group of people is another thing. Maybe we should offer some classes on that, right? So there are choices. At a public, taxpayer-funded institution in Arizona, I don't know why we don't have that at our publicly funded institution here in North Dakota, the 11 of those, but that's a whole other show. Anyway, long way of saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's talk about the election of 2020, very purposely on the show when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Give me a call.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm MDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow do more than sell you pillows, towels, robes, slippers, mattress toppers, sheets, weighted blankets, and dog beds. All those are good. But one of the reasons I support Mike Lindell, and I encourage you to do the same, is because he's been a warrior, a happy warrior, on the election integrity front. And I don't know of anyone that wouldn't want election integrity. that wouldn't want to know that the outcome of an election is what we believe it to be, how it's certified, right? Who wouldn't be for that? And to the extent you believe election 2020 was perfect and done exactly up to standards, if somebody says, I think it might not have been, would you listen? Do you want to know more? Or is it just crazy talk? Close the book. Stop talking about it. I want a warrior. I want to know. I want to have peace and comfort. And looking at some polling, even among Democrats now who have questions about the election, do you? Or are you comfortable that it happened? I don't want an argument. I just want to know what people think. But I know this. I'm going to reward Mike Lindell every penny from his book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, which, by the way, should go in the hands of every college and high school graduate over the coming days. That's one thing you can do, because guess what? Addictions happen. Bad things happen. Wrong choices happen. Happen to everybody. And for somebody that is entering the world out of high school, out of college, to find out, you know what, there is a way from all this. Look at the mess Mike Lindell was at one point. Look what he is now. The magnet that has taken the pillow platform and now is a warrior meeting with the president on a regular basis and fighting for election integrity. Every penny from that book goes to the election fight and to the addiction fight with the Lindell Recovery Network. And whatever you purchase at MyPillow.com using the promo code SCOTT, get you a good deal with that promo code. Or call 800-506-9028. Wayne in Clark, South Dakota. You're first up here at 701-258-0550. Go, Wayne. Wayne, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning. And I got to see Mike on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and I could not believe how much Jimmy had to disrespect Mike for what he has done. To come from a dark place in life and to come out and become a great businessman, respect that. So that's the first comment I got to make. Next one is, a friend of mine says that it's a good thing we had those Dominion voting machines come in from a different country, because you could never trust the United States to build them and be reputable and accurate. And then the third thing is, I hope Mike keeps on going after this and puts his heart into it, because they spent 3.5 years going after Trump on that Russian deal. How long should we make sure and get this down and get it right for the future of our country? Thank you, guys.
Wayne, thank you. All great questions. And we're going to pose some of those to Mike Lindell himself, who's going to join us. We actually taped an interview before the show today to accommodate Mike's schedule, and I'm gonna. You got to listen to every inch of the show today, because we're gonna bring this all the way through. And Mike Lindell, by the way, has put out the roadmap to all of this with Absolute Proof, the movie, Absolute Interference, and Absolute Cover Up is coming soon too. Right now, there's a 27-minute version of everything you need to know related to Absolute Interference that I would encourage you to go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Share that everywhere. Mike, welcome back. What do you most want our listeners to know this morning?
Well, to know that it's very real. We are going to get before the Supreme Court. We'll have everything ready. I think right about the end of June, early July, mid-July at the latest, we have the lawyers that are actually working on it now, and the actual documents. But more importantly is the content. I was actually with the president last weekend, and our real president, and I was showing these other guys there. I said, you guys, it's like having a royal flush in a poker game, and you've been holding it and holding it, and it's getting time to play it, and it's very exciting. But you gotta, you got to make sure that they that the players acknowledge it and look at it and say, "Well, yep, that's a royal flush, all right." And that's real exciting. That's we waited a long time, but it was, you know, this has all been on the right timing, God's timing, and there's a few things that have to be done yet. We're getting attorney generals on board in different states, and we have four or five different teams now, cyber teams and cyber experts and white hat experts and hackers, and we're going to each one of them and getting them on board by simulating an election. One of them we're going to do on TV, simulated election. So that part's real exciting. We're trying to obviously get the awareness out over the next month here. And we're doing another Frank speech rally in Richmond, Wisconsin by Apple River. We expect tens of thousands of people there. And that's exciting. I'm in Nashville. I'm meeting with governors. There's over 20 governors here, Republican governors. And I get to, I didn't tell you about that, Scott, but I'll be in the same room with Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey.
Well, it'll be interesting. It will be. And, of course, these people have been very reluctant to get on board, get out front.
Right.
But others have been warriors. Short break when we come back. Mike's going to be here throughout the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Arizona and how this will be a state-by-state effort. Stay tuned for more with Mike Lindell.
All right, we're going to do this all throughout the show today. But when you hear that, when you talk about Supreme Court and attorneys general and...
I kind of got goosebumps, I got to be honest.
State
I
mean, was, by state.
Yeah.
Do you think crazy man?
No.
Back on crack, going to the caller's point on Jimmy Kimmel. The most disappointing thing for me in the Jimmy Kimmel interview, and you know what, Mike didn't care, because you brought to a whole different audience an awareness of the election stuff. So he didn't care that he was making fun of him or any of that stuff.
Right.
I thought it was just typical Hollywood in that... Oh, you're paranoid. That's a trait of people on crack. You sure you aren't back on crack? I mean, like, you don't treat people like that, right? I mean, you don't wave a bottle in front of an alcoholic to say, yeah, you sure you aren't hitting the sauce again there, buddy? I mean, you empathize with people who have struggled with an addiction. Unless you're a conservative. Then you're made fun of, right? But a whole group of people that never would have heard that. So I don't so much mind that at all. I believe... If this is done right, and again, there's a couple of tracks here that Mike's going to explain. One are the attorneys general, and that'll be related to the Supreme Court, okay, battle. And then there's state-by-state efforts, like what we've heard about in Arizona. What is the latest in Arizona anyway? I know they were fighting for the routers last, and that was kind of a battle there, but they were winning at every turn down in Arizona on this fight, but it's going to happen. President Trump has been briefed on all this. Mike's going to tell us about that, too. Stay tuned. We're doing more of this throughout the program on What's On Your Mind with Mike Lindell. And a Memorial Day event you can't miss coming up next.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and eight other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of Mary is a place that is recognizing, honoring, and welcoming those that have served our country. They want to serve you. They're a military-friendly school at the University of Mary. They have online and in-person classes available for busy adults. They have their campus in Bismarck and in many locations throughout North Dakota and beyond. I just mentioned Arizona State University is a spot, another one. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. And they do it by offering a number of services specifically for military students. Full support team. All of them have extensive military backgrounds. They focus on you. Personal care. They are dedicated to your success. The team walks you through every step as you start this new mission of higher education. Scholarships, reimbursements, credit for your experience. And the classes start soon, June 7th, at the University of Mary. So get started today. Connect with a member of the military services team. Tell them Scott sent you. Give you a little waiver of your application fee. online.umary.edu/military. Our next guest is Steve Slocum. Steve is a part of a project that ought to be, in my mind, front and center for you to consider participating in for Memorial Day. And the country's first monument to the unknown. How about that? Steve Slocum, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. An honor to be with you on the Faith, Family, and Freedom Network. And
there you
salute
go.
That's to the University of Mary.
There you go. Steve is, by the way, Vice Chair of the Military Affairs Committee. Talk about how folks can purposefully honor the fallen in Williston on Memorial Day. What are you guys doing?
Well, you know, Scott, it's a great opportunity for people to do that. The American Legion Post 37 is the lead organization. They've always run this program. But this year, we are rededicating a monument that was first placed in Riverview Cemetery in Williston on May 30th, 1919. It was a monument to the unknown, not soldier, not airman, not sailor, to all unknown. And it was the very first in the country outside of a small slice of a monument at Gettysburg that was dedicated to the unknown as well. So that was for that battle, but this is for all of the unknown. So it's a pretty great event, to be real honest with you. Williston got a feather in their hat on this one for being ahead of the game, but Williston is they've been right with the game or ahead of it for a long, long time when it comes to supporting the military.
10:50 a.m. on Monday, Veterans Plaza, Williston's Riverview Cemetery. And as Steve mentioned, the Williston American Legion Post 37 will be in charge of the program there. The rededication of what has been claimed to be our nation's first official monument to the unknown. Simple white monument. I'm looking at it. It looks like a mini version of the Washington Monument. And we believe that's the first because it was erected there in May of 1919, right?
Exactly. And the one everybody knows about was 2 years later in Arlington. But we want them to know about this one in Williston.
Think about that, folks. That's really incredible. The most recognizable monument to the unknown, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We all know about the famous ceremony they do with taps and the changing of the guard at Arlington Cemetery. This was 2 years earlier. Phenomenal. Yeah. What led to sort of saying, hey, we've got a jewel here. Let's make sure people know about it. Talk a little bit about this effort to make sure it get recognized properly.
You know, it was Adrienne Stepanek, a name people haven't heard across North Dakota, most likely. She's a 80-ish gal full of spunk and vim and vigor. She's kind of the historian of the cemetery, cemeteries here in Williston. She brought it to my attention when I was looking at some other things with her in Veterans Plaza, and I took it to the Military Affairs Committee, and we jumped on that. We said we have to rebuild this and rededicate this. I think the original, Scott, just got weathered and got removed when some other monuments were being placed in Veterans Plaza and kind of got out of sight, out of mind. But we are we had Williston Woodworks, John Haskins there, and Mike Bellett, the master craftsman, along with Isaac Haugen, as his Eagle Scout project to reconstruct this best we could figure from photographic data. About 7 foot tall, slight tapered obelisk, like you said, very much like the Washington Monument. And it just gathered steam from there. And we had donors. We had all kinds of people that helped out on this. Way too many to mention. But it's going to be a neat deal to rededicate it. And you know as well as I do, we have a little special twist to it this year.
Well, I love this twist because if you've ever been to Arlington National Cemetery, as I was just saying, the changing of the guard, the placing of the wreath, all the things that are done so beautifully, so movingly, they're done by sentinels, they're called. And you have a sentinel traveling to Williston to provide an honor at the first Tomb of the Unknown in Williston, North Dakota, all the way from Washington, D.C., that's done this very same thing at Arlington National Cemetery. Talk about that.
Well, all of these sentinels come from Headquarters Company, 4th Battalion, 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment. And we are so proud to have Sergeant Troy Leister come out and be the sentinel who will do the ceremony to place the first wreath at the rededication of this monument to the unknown. It's going to be, with all of the flavor of Arlington on a smaller scale. We're really, really excited about it. But actually, they called us back after we first touched base with them. And after, I believe, Kevin Cramer, Senator Cramer, got involved, who will be our keynote speaker, he talked to them, and they called us back, and they said, we really need to be there. So we said we couldn't agree with you more.
Phenomenal. So, and does this corporal have any connection to North Dakota?
You know, when I sent you that press release, Scott, he was a corporal. He's now been promoted to E6 sergeant, so Whoa. He will be a sergeant when he gets here. It just happened, so we're very happy for him as well. But, yes, he'll be attending. He can't talk to anybody. He can't sit while he's wearing his ceremonial uniform. He will be posted up for the entire ceremony, which is walk in the park for those guys. But afterwards, we hope to have him in a more civilian-friendly uniform to visit with the crowd there as one, our local funeral home, one of them, the Coughlin Everson funeral home, will be cooking up brats and burgers and a lot of time for people to visit with not only Sergeant Leister, but with our Eagle Scout, whose project, as believable as it is, may go national, Scott.
Unbelievable. That is really, this is just a neat idea. I love community projects like this. And, all of us need to do something purposeful on Memorial Day to honor the fallen. We're actually going to do some things leading up to it, as we always do, to talk about family members or connections in the communities in which we live to someone that gave their life to serve. So we can, again, get those stories out there a little bit. But what a wonderful event Williston's doing here. So darn cool. And the wreath in front of it with the U.S. Army Sentinel is that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. That you can be present for something like that. Glad to know Senator Kramer will be keynoting that and part of the rededication. 102 years after who gave the first address for the opening of the grave in the original monument. Who was it that did it then?
That was Usher Burdick, who was like a district attorney and father of Senator Quentin Burdick. We tried to get a Burdick involved to follow the, you know, keep everything pretty much the same as it was originally, but there weren't any Burdicks left around that were capable of providing the address. So, we brought in a senator, and actually, Kevin was very anxious to get here for this. We didn't bring him in. He was anxious to do this, so we're very pleased that he'll be here with us.
Well, and a connection of sorts, because I believe the desk that Senator Kramer sits in was occupied by Senator Burdick in the Senate, and he's in that seat, you know, so like,
really?
It isn't like the seat, I mean, you know, he is elected to the same Senate position of the two that Quentin Burdick was. So I forget exactly how that works, but he literally is the successor to that seat. So it's pretty cool when you think about it that Usher Burdick, Senator Burdick's father, gave the first address, and now Kevin, who succeeded, is in the same seat as Senator Burdick, will be there for it. This is open to the public, right, Steve?
Absolutely. The last time we did one for the Freedom Monument, it was rainy, cold, and windy, and there was about 350 people that showed up. So we're expecting nice weather on Memorial Day. Lots of people and a great time, and we call it history in the remaking.
And I don't know this, but I'm going to check with Senator Kramer's office. Often when events like this happen, they find a way to get those online. And I don't know if his office is doing any plans to put it online at all or to broadcast this event, Steve?
American Legion Post 37 Facebook page will be live streaming. I believe the Military Affairs Committee, Williston Basin, will be also live streaming it as well. So people shouldn't have a problem finding it if they cannot make it to Veterans Plaza.
Fantastic. Great news there for sure. Kudos to the Military Affairs Committee and everybody involved in this. It's history in the making, folks. Be in Williston for this. The address, 9th Avenue West, in front of the Veterans Plaza, some of that's going to be blocked off. You'll see canopies. You'll see seating. So It'll be pretty obvious once you get in the neighborhood of this Veterans Plaza in Williston's Riverview Cemetery for the event on Monday, 10:50 a.m. Before I let you go, I was at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference recently, and I was handed a little chip, and it said Western Region Economic Development. We're all in. Connecting Divide, McKenzie, Montreal, and Williams counties in North Dakota. You are a longtime leader in Williston and that area. Tell us a little bit about the economic development of Williston these days. How are things going?
Well, you know, I'm retired now, so I'm a little bit out of the loop. They only give me enough information to be dangerous, but things are really pretty good here. Rigs operating right now. The airport is the new XWA's added a lot of flights since in this kind of post-COVID transition here. Retail is doing fine. I was out to dinner last night, and you could tell that there was a lack of help. So, you know, there's that issue that I think the entire country is struggling with that, Scott. But, no, things are going well. People are happy. People are continuing on to do their thing, and we look for great things out of Williston Economic Development and the whole economic spectrum out here in the West and all those counties.
Very important part of the Bakken and attracting folks, and you mentioned the XWA Airport. Wow, is all I can say there. Glad to know that's coming back after a challenging time for all airports across the country during the pandemic, but it's a beautiful airport and wonderful redevelopment that happened out there, and now with the Sanford Health Building in the old airport spot, a lot of great things happening in Williston. Steve, thanks so much for doing what you're doing. Appreciate catching up with you. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Scott.
Should be a great event on Monday, Memorial Day in Williston. More after this.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds at $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs 28-pack $3.99, liquid ice $2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79¢. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's no terrain too tough for Harper Turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Harper Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get you hungry for lunch today at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Yes, indeed. What is today? Tuesday, right?
I had fish in Glendon yesterday, buddy. It was fantastic.
Is that right?
I had to stop on the way home.
Oh, that's not bad.
That pollock filet going.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the pollock filet is a big hit. Always. Yeah. You know what else they have? Hot beef sandwiches, chicken pot pie, meatball dinners, macaroni and beef hot dish. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It is the best of the best, folks, at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue off I-29. Come in West Main Avenue from either 94 or 29. NP Avenue, downtown Glendon, as Kevin mentioned. All those folks have choices for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. But there is chicken at all the locations. There's Karma Rolls, Valley Dairy, famous Karma Rolls. There's the four special hot stuff personal pan pizza, two homemade cookies and a soda, four for four. Just a lot to love at PetroServe USA. And while you're there, maybe pick up some firewood for $4.99. How about some of that liquid ice, two for $3? Maybe the giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Old Dutch family pack of chips, two for $4.50. You get it. PetroServe USA, and fill up with the cheapest, the lowest priced, the highest quality fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex canopies. They do that so they can get you the best deal. That's where they get you the best deal. Unleaded 88, PetroServe USA. More with Mike Lindell right now. Let's start with Arizona. What do we know about Arizona and what that is of many states going to be some additional scrutiny on the election results of 2020, Mike?
Everything will match up, is going to match up. I haven't checked. I've been very busy this last week. The routers were very important to get. I don't know if they got them or not. I haven't heard anything in the news. That's pretty tight down there. Hopefully we got the routers. That just, for myself, it's validation. But since that's getting all the publicity down there, that's what we need. The evidence is here. We have it, but it's getting validation and media attention. And that's what, in fact, I will actually talk to Doug Ducey if I get a chance to today and say, you know, obviously it's kind of giving him an out. He didn't have, the cyber, election, the machine evidence back when he said his state, was a good election. So there is that there now where he can say, wow, you know what? In light of all this, let's get this done. Let's get this to the finish line, and we'll be like you said, the first domino to fall. Everybody realizes too, the states are a separate thing from the lawsuit that we're bringing to the Supreme Court. But the states are, that's another path to get this election pulled down. You get two other states like Arizona when they do switch their electors because there's no statute limitation on this. And then the election will flip back to Donald Trump.
And this is attorney generals that need to take the lead in each of their states. Who will be the, where does this begin?
For the Supreme Court. For the state things are separate. That's the state legislators. They cannot, like those hard working senators and state senators in Arizona. Those guys have been just amazing.
They're going about finding enough evidence, and again we've heard some amazing stories so far, and more states are bubbling up and doing this.
Yep.
But separate from that, that evidence will give the attorney generals enough to say, wait a minute, Supreme Court, you better look at this. So these are two tracks, you're saying.
Yeah. What we're doing is the audits we're doing are completely separate from the state ones we're showing the attorney generals. Some of them we're doing privately. We've been able to get Dominion and Smartmatic machines, ES&S machines. So, it's kind of like too late to close the gate. The cows are out of the barn. This is all going to come down. It's going to come crumbling down on these perpetrators that did this, the crime of the president called the crime of the century. I call it the crime of 10,000 years. This has been the biggest crime. I can't think against humanity. If they got away with it, it would be, it would be over for everybody. You take away your elections, your free elections, and we lose everything. We lose all our freedoms.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are saying, gosh, I've known about this. I've heard Mike talk about it. I've been interested in it really since the election was over and all of the questions we learned and absolute proof and absolute interference. And why hasn't this come out? It's a cover-up. Mike's going to tell us more about that coming up. Mike Lindell, tireless, courageous warrior on this front, is laying out quite the story here today on the program for you, updating us all. I did a little checking on where the Arizona situation is at. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, back on May 10th, it looks like, was warned that they're going to face more subpoenas because an attorney for the Arizona Senate audit of the election results in Maricopa County threatened subpoenas against the County Board of Supervisors if they don't provide passwords for routers and voting machines. The supervisor there says the board was given until the end of the weekend to provide the information or facing a subpoena. It still hasn't come, so I guess this is before a judge right now. The supervisor down there says the county does not have the passwords. We have given them everything they've asked for in the subpoena. We tried to comply, but they continue to insist that we have the passwords. Passwords do not belong to the county. They belong to the vendor. And according to the supervisor, Dominion Voting Machines has the passwords. The county says if routers were provided, it would cost as much as $6 million to replace them, while the state Republican Senate's auditing firm is examining them. So this is this continues to be a battle down there. More on the cover-up of all this, which you need to know, coming up with Mike Lindell. And I want to know from you, text or calls, was the election stolen?
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.